We're now joined by the head coach of the Gilman City Lady Hawks and Keely Waddle. Gilman City plays tomorrow. Guys are going tonight. Girls playing tomorrow up at Mercer. Gilman City's a 4 seed. That puts them on the same side of the bracket as number 1 seed Mercer. A victory against East Harrison would advance Gilman City to another matchup with Mercer Thursday night at 6. First things first, Gilman City and East Harrison tomorrow. How are you doing today, Coach Waddle?
I'm good. We just finished practice, and the girls are excited.
So this will be your last practice before the game tomorrow, right?
Yes, it will be.
What did you leave the girls? What was your message to them as they left the gym?
Just come tomorrow ready to play. We can't overlook East Harrison. I mean, we played them twice now, and the second time we let them hang around and stay a little too close, and we just have to get through one team at a time.
How do you handle the pressure aspect of it? The girls know. They know if they lose tomorrow, they're done. Do you just kind of assume that they know that and you kind of go with more of an X's and O's, or do you, really try to drill in the fact that you got to win this game and see how they handle that sort of pressure?
I really did give them the pressure today, and we have some goals this week that we really want to get. A lot of our goals were taken away from us in the HDC. They just ended there, so we set some new goals for our team, and we really hounded today on how important it is to win tomorrow.
How much confidence did your team gain, Coach, from your performance against Mercer last Tuesday? Not a win, but to go up there and don't lose by only 5. Not a lot of teams have done that in the conference over the last 10 years.
Yes, it was a huge confidence booster, and when we got in that locker room, the girls, I mean, they hung their heads. I really do think that we could have pulled away with it. We just kind of ran out of time, but it did show the girls what they are capable of.
You know, and we've talked for a couple of years now about the biggest thing with Mercer. Granted, you know, Mercer's talented. That's why they win so many games. But the biggest, you know, challenge in playing them at their place so often is the belief that you can play with them and beat them. Now, you have a little bit of that belief now if you see them again this week, right?
Yes, we do.
What went well for you on Tuesday, Coach, in a 42-37 loss? What made you particularly proud of the way that the girls played?
We implemented a new offense, and I mean, there were some hiccups in it as it was new, but the girls did very well, and then our defense was pretty strong.
It's the Mercer defense, too. You know, you talk about teams that shoot the ball well, and, you know, Coach Owens, we know that, you know, Mercer's wasn't at full strength last week without Maddie Fisher, but they get out and they defend people, and how much of just trying to figure out how to solve their defense, how much is that kind of a big thing for you this week, Coach?
That is a big thing. They run a pretty tight man-to-man, and they've worked really hard on that, I'm sure, and are very successful at it. But we're trying some new things, and we've still got a few tricks in our hat.
Without Maddie on the court, as we kind of talked about last Tuesday, how did you attack Mercer differently without her out there, Coach?
It just changed up our defense a little bit on who we were running in the triangle into.
How did you do against Osborne and Stuartsville on Friday night?
We won by 23.
How much, you know, you got some confidence against Mercer, but how big of a boost is it for your group to go into the postseason with a victory?
It was very important to me, and we come out playing a little lax as we'd had one snow day and one teacher in service, so the girls hadn't been on the court for a while, and you could tell that in the first quarter, but they woke up and they took charge and in control of the game.
It hasn't been, as far as wins and losses, it hasn't been perfect here in the month of February, but it looks like the girls have really taken a good step forward. Your two losses, one to Grundy was very close, one to Mercer was very close. Other than that, you have 4 victories. Do you feel like have the girls really turned it on well here in the month of February?
We did struggle at the beginning, and we were kind of in a low spot, and you can tell that from our wins and losses. We lost a few games that we really probably shouldn't have, but I think we're coming out of that, and it's just in time.
Yeah, it kind of feels like, too, that offensively, when you're playing well, you're in the 50s and 60s, and when you're struggling a bit to get that ball in the hoop, you're in the 30s. What kind of do you need to do to get that consistent offense going this week, Coach?
Like I told the girls, I have 2 or 3 that have a good night all together, but I can never have all 5 having a great night all together. And that just depends on, I mean, who's being guarded and what the defense is like. But that's really what we're trying to do, is get everybody to be able to put the ball in.
It has been, and I know you sit there as a 4 seed, but you know you can play with Mercer. You know, East Harrison, you got tomorrow. It feels like it's been a number of years since Gilman City's gone into one of these tournaments and say, we got a shot. If we go out there and we play well, we got a shot of winning this thing. Is there that feeling around this group this year, Coach, that you just got to go out there and you got to put your best game on the floor for three games?
Yes, it is. And, I mean, you know just as well as I do, these girls are a very talented group, and every year they get a little bit better. But there's still a lot that they haven't shown that I can see in them, so I just hope they show it this week.
How much, because we spent a good amount of time talking about a potential rematch with Mercer Thursday, Coach, how much are you reminding the girls, and you kind of hinted at it earlier, hey, you know, you got to get through East Harrison first, and as you kind of said, you know, that's not just a show up and win sort of game, you got to play well to win that game. How much are you going to really drill that into them here over the next 24 hours?
Yeah, that was a big thing at practice today. They were worried about Mercer, and I said, girls, we have a game before Mercer. We have to get through one step at a time, and so we just really focused on our game plan for East Harrison tomorrow, and as we are the 4 or 5 seed, it could turn out to be a good game.
Absolutely, and you know, the thing is, too, and I was talking the same thing with Coach Greg on the boys' side, if you look forward too much, you'll never get that game, and you'll regret that for a long, long, long time if you don't even get to that game in the first place.
Yep, I agree.
That's head coach Keely Waddle of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. Gilman City East Harrison is going to begin a triple header from Mercer tomorrow night. So Gilman City and East Harrison, they go at 4:30. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win on Friday. Good luck at districts this week.
All right. Thank you.